This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you're golfing with your eye on the ball and suddenly the ball is on your eye, can you tee up a successful lawsuit? David decided to hit some golf balls at the Ironwood driving range, which was located right next to a 15-foot section of orange construction fence held up by two steel poles. After a few uneventful minutes, David sliced a ball into one of the poles, causing it to ricochet with great speed and hit him in the right eye, causing permanent damage. David sued Ironwood, which unfortunately for David turned out to have an ironclad defense, namely that David assumed the risk of injury, that when you hit golf balls at a driving range, one of the risks is that a ball will ricochet and hit you in the eye. David argued that a golf ball ricocheting off an unpadded fence pole is not an inherent risk of using a driving range. But the court said there's always the possibility that a ball will strike a fixed object. So David lost, proving what goes around comes around any way you slice it. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.